Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I am your host, Crystal Williams, and I am just so excited to join each and every one of you all at a new time. Oh my goodness, y'all, it has been, it's been a few years now since we've been joining each other at 7 a.m. Eastern time. So this is the very first time, and going forward until, you know, I need to change it, due to my first ministry, which is my family, we may not go back to 7 o'clock. We may keep it at 7:30 going forward. I don't know, but I'm just so excited that y'all can still join me as a collective unit to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how far we have come. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord, for what tapping me on my shoulder and saying, "Woo, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tapping me on my shoulder and saying, child, get up. Child, get up. I have more for you to do." All right. So let's get into it. Let's get into it. So, the Lord has definitely been speaking to me in this season. He's been speaking to me this season. And I'm going to get into that a little bit more, but We're gonna jump into our series. Last week we started a series called "I Won't Keep Quiet," and I didn't even know we were going to start this series, but the Lord has given me a lot to start writing on, and so we're going to continue with it. I think I shared this last week, but this was a "I Won't Keep Quiet," and it says, "I won't keep quiet because my God, he first loved me. I won't keep quiet. I live unapologetically for the Lord who came so I can live abundantly." How many of y'all want to live in abundance? How many of y'all know that God wants that for us too? So I declare and decree that we will walk in the flow of abundance. We will walk in the flow of abundance. And I'm not just saying we're just going to live in abundance and all those things, but he wants the abundance here on earth. God wants us to experience here on earth, right? Not just, you know, in heaven, but here on earth. Here on earth. And so if you declare and decree that, just, you know, declare and decree that over your life, declare and decree that over your business, declare and decree that over your career journey. Okay. So I'm always, you know, declaring, decreeing abundance over my finances, my health, and all those things, and praying that for you all too. But I want to say last week, the Lord led me, and this is me really wanting to give y'all some real-time testimonies. The Lord has been on me on that. So he brought my attention to, you know, one of my credit card statements. And I was like, "Lord, this statement, this credit card just needs to, you know, I need this balance to go down." How many of y'all have been there? You're like, this credit card balance is, this is a lot. This is a lot. But, you know, the Lord is going to make a way out of no way, like he does anyway. And so I was looking at my credit card, the perks of my credit card, the reason why I really got it. And I completely forgot I had these type of perks. You know, you swipe the card, you get the points and all those things, right? And you get a reward. So I looked at my reward statement. And I was just like, "Oh my goodness, I got all these points. I got over 18,000 points in rewards." And so one of the perks is you can redeem the rewards for statement credit. I said, "Okay, so let's look into this." But the catch is you can only redeem the rewards redeem for rewards within a 90-day period of actually swiping your card. And so I was like, okay, God, I got all of these things. And let me tell y'all, the Lord reduced the credit. Because this is the Lord bringing my attention to this, because I completely forgot. He reduced the credit. Well, he reduced the statement by over $150. And I was just like, oh, that's it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for drawing my attention to that. And $150 doesn't even sound like a lot. But let me tell you, it's a lot when it comes to the Lord just randomly showing you, right? So I want you to think about this, right? I want you to think about how the Lord has really opened your eyes to things that may seem small, but it's really him opening your eyes to things that you didn't even think about. You weren't even worried about that. This is a way for him to bless you. This is a way for him to, you know, open new doors for you, whether it be in your career, whether it be in your business, whether it be in just life in general. The Lord will make a way out of no way, really. And so that, my friends, was a Philippians 4:19 moment for me. And if you forgot what Philippians 4:19 states, it states, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. And so I want to challenge you this week. And I keep saying challenge because this is going to be a challenge for some of you, right? I want you to ask yourself, like, God, I know you're going to meet every one of my needs, but I want to be able to see it. I want to be able to profess it, right? I want to be able to profess to the people. And like I'm telling you real-time testimony, I'm going to challenge you to tell a real-time testimony this week, not next week, the week after, but this week. So I want you to have a Philippians 4:19 moment, okay, all the time, but especially this week, okay? I want you to email me too. Email me. Tell me all about your Philippians 4:19 moment. You can email me at crystal@theubrandacademy.com, okay? All right, so I want to say the other morning, what was this? Yeah, the other morning. All last week, my friends, the Lord has been waking me up around the hours of like 2-3 o'clock. And so after the third, fourth day of him waking me up during that time, I was just like, oh, I was put on high alert because I know about watch night hours, right? And so I was like, okay, God, what do you really want me to be praying about in this season? And so let me backtrack. If you don't know about watch night hours, definitely go look that up. Watch night hours, go look that up. You can just simply do a quick Google search on watch night hours. But during this particular time, I've been waking up, reading my Bible, praying. And the Lord led me to Isaiah 62, and it aligns to what the Lord led me to write about, how I won't keep quiet. And I was just like, God, So specifically, Isaiah 62 verse 1 says, for Zion's sake, I will not keep quiet. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till her vindication shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. So immediately the first line took me out when it says, for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. I was like, Lord, you just downloaded in my spirit so much about how I should not keep quiet. And that's why we're really on this series, the I Won't Keep Quiet series. That I won't keep quiet. And I want you to not keep quiet either, because God has been so good to us. He has been so good to us. But when he gave me that scripture, Isaiah 62 verse 1, I said, God, that was confirmation that we are on the right track. I am on the right track with telling your people these messages and on the right track for such a time as this to share these messages with your people. And so as I was reading, again, it says, for Zion's sake, I will not keep quiet. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till her vindication shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. The word that came or that was highlighted in my face was vindication. Vindication. And I said, okay, God, what do you want me to say about vindication? And so, as usual, I'm going to give you the definition of vindication. It says proof that someone or something is right, reasonable, or justified. It says the action of clearing someone of blame or suspicion. And so I was like, okay, all right, keep going. I keep digging deeper. Keep digging deeper because the Lord keeps highlighting these words. He highlighted vindication. He had me sit on it for like a couple of days. And then I looked it up again. I looked up the word vindication. And the Lord highlighted to me as I was preparing for this message this morning to the word avenge. The word avenge. And I was just like, okay. God, where are we going with this? Where are we going? And so avenge, my friends, is to exact satisfaction for a wrong by punishing the wrongdoer. Punishment inflicted in retaliation for an injury or offense. Okay. And so, my friends, as part of the I Won't Keep Quiet series, something the Lord shared with me to write down before I even said this was going to be a series, the Lord said for me to write this down. And I didn't even want to talk about this morning, but the way he kept bringing me back to this line, it says, I won't keep quiet. My God is Alpha and Omega. I won't keep quiet because he silenced all my haters. And I was just like, my God. How many of y'all know that the Lord, our God, is Alpha and Omega? That's a fact. But how many of y'all know that he will silence our haters? He will silence what has been said about us. He will silence the hate. He will silence the naysayers, the people that are against you. And so instantly when I wrote this, I'm in parentheses. I wish y'all could see my notes, but I had to give it to you just like the Lord gave it to me a week ago. It says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. And instantly it aligns to Romans 12:19, my friends. And so I looked it up this morning. Romans 12:19 states, and I had it. Oh, let me see. Okay. Romans 12:19 says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. It says, do not take revenge, my friends. My dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. And so I know a lot of us, you know, we go through life daily, and a lot of people may say certain things to us. You know, we may be having a day and we're just like, oh, please don't talk to me. And every time somebody talks to you, it irritates you. Or somebody may have done something that is against you in the workforce, or somebody may have done something in your family or in your friend circle, or somebody you don't even know who may have said something to you. And you're just like, I'm going to get them back, or this, that, and the third. But I'm telling you, and I'm encouraging you to let the Lord fight your battles. Let the Lord fight your battles, okay? Because one thing about it, when the Lord fights your battles. That's you allowing God to take the lead, literally take the wheel and take the wheel. Take the wheel. Let the Lord do what he must do, or do what he has to do to avenge or revenge what has happened to you. And I think I told this story a way back when, but I was in the workplace and somebody came at me sideways. They were intentionally saying things to me, like, oh, putting me down and saying things like, your work isn't good. And I'm just like, are you serious? Why would you even say that? And so I looked at them. I didn't say too much. I was just like, okay, well, can we circle back on this in the morning or all of that? And then, because this is at the end of the day. But nonetheless, the next day they came in, they were like, you know what? Last night I felt so bad that I had talked to you in that way, and I couldn't sleep, I couldn't eat, and my stomach was hurting. I was literally like throwing up. And I was just like, I think that wasn't by coincidence, my friends. But long story short, let the Lord fight your battles. Don't get out of character because someone or something has made you upset. Okay, so like the I won't keep quiet line says, it says, I won't keep quiet. My God is Alpha and Omega, literally the author and the finisher of our stories. I won't keep quiet because he silenced all my haters. And so vengeance is mine, that thus says the Lord. Vengeance is mine, thus says the Lord. Okay, and again, that was Romans 12:19. When you are in the thick of it, and you want to say something, or you want to do something, I want you to reflect on Romans 12:19. I want you to reflect on it and say, God got this. It's clearly, this is above me. This is above me. And God's wrath. I'll just say, we don't want no smoke from God. And they don't either. All right, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. I thank you for their divine purpose. I thank you for giving them divine direction in this season of their life, God. God, I ask that you bless them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God. Dispatch your angels around their workplaces. Dispatch your angels around their vehicles that they must travel in to their jobs, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for calling them for such a time as this to be the light in the midst of darkness in their workplaces, God. God, we ask that you give them the boldness they need to speak up about what they are doing and what they need to do in the workplace, God. Give them all they need, Lord. Protect them, cover them, anoint them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. God, we ask that you protect our families, God. God, we ask that you surround us, even when it feels like we're surrounded by the enemy, Lord. Let us be reminded that you are surrounding us. You are surrounding us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch us, Lord. Touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our spirits, Lord, during these times in our world, Lord. Let us know that you're there. You're still in control. You're still in the midst of every chaotic situation, Lord. And Lord, let us find joy in every moment as we go throughout our career journeys, as we go throughout our business journey, and as we go throughout life's journey, God. Let us find joy in every moment, God. And we seal our joy, God. Allow us to protect our peace, protect our joy in the name of Jesus, because you give us joy. Not the world, but you give us joy, Lord. So we thank you for your favor. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that showers upon us each and every day. And in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next week. And remember, don't keep quiet.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.